Hello, everyone. My name is Hope, and it's an absolute honor to introduce today's transformational lecture on declarative language, a cornerstone of Ascendancy Level 1. But before we dive into this powerful concept, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the visionary behind this groundbreaking work, Leonidas Esquire Williamson, the founder of Ascendancy. Leonidas has revolutionized the way we approach personal transformation, giving us the tools to create profound change at scale, not just through action, but through the power of language itself. Today, we'll be exploring one of the most transformative tools in the Ascendancy framework, declarative language. This concept is central to the entire Ascendancy journey because it teaches us how to shape our reality, not by chance, but through the deliberate act of declaration. To lead us through this lecture, we have Brian, one of our incredible Level 1 program leaders. Brian has guided countless participants to unlock their personal power using declarative language, and I can't wait for you to hear his insights. Get ready to rethink the way you use words, because what you're about to learn could reshape your entire life.
How declarations work in the brain. There's a cognitive reason why declarative language is so powerful. Neuroscientists have studied the power of language on the brain's neural pathways. When you declare something, you are strengthening specific neural circuits associated with that declaration. If you consistently declare, "I am disciplined and focused," over time, your brain literally rewires itself to create patterns of thought and behavior that align with discipline and focus. This is neuroplasticity in action. Declarations aren't just about saying something, they're about conditioning your brain to behave in accordance with what you say. By making declarations, you are consciously shifting the pathways in your brain to align with the outcomes you desire. Shifting from "I hope" to "I declare." One of the common patterns we see in those who are yet to step into their full transformational power is the language of hope and wish. "I hope I can achieve my goals. I wish things would improve." While there is nothing inherently wrong with hope or desire, they leave too much room for passivity. To master the art of declarative language, we must shift from hoping for change to declaring change. When you say, "I declare that I am successful in my career," it is no longer something you aspire to be. It is a state of being, something you embody right now. Declarations and accountability. When you declare something, you are also setting up an accountability system for yourself. By the mere fact that you have spoken a powerful declaration into existence, you create a level of internal pressure to live in alignment with what you've declared. For example, saying, "I declare that I am a leader in my field," compels you to think, act, and make decisions in ways that reflect leadership. This is where radical accountability, another core principle of Ascendancy, comes into play. Declarations demand that we hold ourselves accountable, that we do the work to manifest what we have declared, using declarations to break free from limiting identities. This brings me to the concept of the identity cage, which many of us find ourselves trapped in. Often, the reason we stay stuck in patterns that no longer serve us is because we've made declarations, conscious or unconscious, about who we think we are. These limiting declarations keep us locked in an old identity, unable to fully step into our potential. For instance, someone might have unconsciously declared, "I'm not good at public speaking." And so they continue to live inside that identity, avoiding opportunities to speak or taking on challenges that could push them beyond this limitation. But in Ascendancy, we teach you how to use declarative language to break free from these self-imposed cages. A more empowering declaration would be, "I declare that I am a powerful and confident speaker." By making this declaration, you challenge the old identity and step into a new reality where confidence and public speaking are part of your being. The formula for powerful declarations. Let me share a simple but powerful formula for creating declarations. 1. Start with "I declare." Always use this phrase to ensure you are making a definitive statement about your future. 2. Be specific. Vague declarations lead to vague outcomes. Be clear and precise about what you are declaring. 3. Use the present tense. Speak as though what you are declaring is already true. This reinforces the neural pathways we talked about earlier. 4. Commit to action. A declaration without action is an empty promise. Follow through on your words by aligning your actions with your declaration. Let's practice this right now. Think of an area of your life where you want transformation. Maybe it's your health, relationships, career, or personal development. Now make a declaration right here, right now. I declare that. Take a moment to feel the weight of those words. Feel the shift in energy that happens when you make a powerful declaration about your life. In Ascendancy Level 1 on Day 1, participants are introduced to the concept of declarative language. This concept is all about how language is not just a tool for communication, but a powerful means of shaping reality. In the Ascendancy framework, declarative language is seen as an active force. When you declare something, you are setting an intention and giving life to that intention through words. At its core, declarative language is rooted in the understanding that our words create our world. Every time we make a declaration, we are taking an authoritative stand on a specific outcome or possibility. This differs from regular speech, where we might express opinions or desires without a commitment to bring them into being. In Ascendancy, declarations have weight and responsibility. They are seen as intentional acts that set things into motion. For example, in Day 1 of the program, you may be encouraged to declare, "I will transform my relationship with time," rather than simply saying, "I want to get better at time management." The shift from wishful thinking to a declarative statement aligns your intentions with action. It is about embodying the change you want to create from the moment of the declaration. The power of declarative language is essential to the transformation process in Ascendancy because it forces participants to take full ownership of their words, actions, and life outcomes. This tool is used consistently throughout the program, reminding individuals that they are not passive observers of life, but active creators, capable of influencing their world through the power of their declarations. By the end of Day 1, participants learn to use declarative language as a method to break free from limiting narratives and step into empowered action, transforming their reality from the inside out. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of Ascendancy.